Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, 70% of people who've had cosmetic surgery say they regret parts of it, and you can't really tell because they're unable to frown. Tori, do you do Botox at all? Have you done that?
No, because I'm a chicken with needles.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Technically, it's not polite to ask a woman those things.
Really? I thought that it's okay.
And look at my scowl I'm giving you because of it. I dare you.
So you don't need it yet, then.
I do, because I give, you know, the, like, between the eyebrow look where you're like, did you really just say that?
Oh, I see that all the time.
Yeah, I see the wrinkle now.
That's where y'all are making me need Botox.
Well, when you wrinkle your eyebrows like The Rock, they're going to wrinkle a little bit right there. The Rock look.
Yeah. Honestly, though, yours don't wrinkle enough that you need Botox yet.
You
just got expression. It's not wrinkles.
Well, I know a lot of plastic surgeons now, they give out the gift certificates. You can buy gift certificates to give someone for a plastic surgery.
Isn't it crazy? Back in the day, it was so taboo to talk about plastic surgery. Nobody admitted it.
Yeah,
you didn't
know
anybody's ever had it, or you didn't think.
But it's like, honey, you've been talking about plastic surgery. Here's a gift certificate.
Yeah, but you say that like it's crazy, but it makes total sense, because Botox isn't that expensive.
That's true,
It's like a spa or a massage thing. I mean, I think it's, maybe $100 to get a Botox run. Maybe, give or take. I don't know.
Well,
I've never done it, but I know my wife has done it.
Just be cautious if you're at the plastic surgeon's waiting room and the receptionist says, hey, would you like to see our blooper reel?
Think about that.
I'm good.
Do they have a book you can flip through in the waiting room going, I think I want this face?
Yeah.
Like, you know, a hair salon.
Well, 86% of women have cellulite. We don't know
that. Sounds low.
Because
I don't like either of you.
Because they're masters at hiding cellulite.
Oh, yeah.
And like we said, I think just a few days back, that at least it has light in the name of it.
But that's almost like a mean trick.
Yeah. Cellulite. You don't want cellulite heavy.
Watch out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to women and men, they want to make plastic surgery improvements in different areas. Here's the top body parts women would like to change. Number one thing, what do you think it is? Stomach was the number one thing for the girls.
Stomach.
Yes. little beer belly right there, a little pooch. Number two was their weight somehow, somewhere on their body. Number three was their upper...
I got you.
Okay. I'm doing the motions here on the show.
Which is stupid.
Okay.
Are you talking about a breast enhancement?
Yes, there you go.
Why wouldn't you say that?
Because I couldn't think of it.
And I like his gestures.
Yeah, you are the only one who gets to enjoy him, though. We're in radio.
Number four was thighs. And then number five was their bottom. That's the top self-improvement things women want with plastic surgery.
What else is left?
Toes. I have said this for years. They need to find a way to suction my thigh. Wait, I said it backwards. Thigh fat. There we go.
Uh-huh.
And put it elsewhere.
They can do that.
Really?
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Oh, I got it somewhere to be. Bye, y'all.
Yeah.
Appointment.
What do you mean? They inject it somewhere else?
Yeah, they do it on fillers on the face all the time, and they use it from other parts of your body.
Oh, okay. So like how if you're trying to steal gasoline, they can do it with fat?
Yeah.
Oh, what a game changer.
You don't even need a doctor, Tori.
I can do it.
Just get a hose and just go...
I should I should get a discount if it's my own fat being put somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that.
Order it now. It is a home liposuction kit.
I will say this is bothering me because I know people are out there listening that are just being driven crazy. I was a little low on Botox.
Okay.
It looks like it's about 300 to 200, depending. But 40 units cost somewhere in the range of $200 to $300, and that's about a normal Botox, according to what I see.
Well, and if you're trying to go that route, but you're hesitant on needles or full-on Botox, retinol is your best friend. It takes a while. It's not as quick as Botox, but it does a lot of the same stuff, and it's a lot cheaper.
Well, cheaper than that is Scotch tape.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that the girls use duct tape and stuff.
Okay, you tell them, Porky Pig. Have you ever seen what it does to your nose if you use Scotch tape? You look like a piggy.
But you put
piggy.
Tape on the side of your eyes, mm-hmm. and you pull it back and hide it under your hair. It's supposed to pull your eyes back.
That's not a good look.
Lee press-on tape. So for the girls, like I said, stomach, weight, breast enhancement or reduction, thighs and bottom. For the guys, they are worried most about...
abs.
Their weight.
Oh,
their weight. And then stomach was next. Their little pooch and beer belly. Hair was number three on the list. So the girls aren't worried as much about their hair, but the guys are. Phil is going to get some plugs and implants. Guys are also worried about man boobs, Tom, and then legs was last on the list.
Man, I don't worry much about my man boobs. They seem to be doing fine.
You probably need a reduction.
I was actually talking to my son about that the other day. I said, because we're talking about, like, as a teenager, how body image is important and, you know, your different things about whether, and I said, listen, I got man boobs, and I don't even give a crap about it anymore. I said, as you get older, you won't care about all this stuff that you care about.
Sure,
right now.
Yeah. There's a guy at Walmart had a tank top on, and one of his was escaping the compound. And I'm like, what is going on here?
That's like my Uncle Jimmy. He never wore shirt under his overalls, and he always had the one down. And I was like, Uncle Jimmy, bless child.
Covered up at one nipple. It's like Cyclops over there.
That's got an escapee.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a new survey founds that people do something kind of gross pretty regularly. I don't know if it's that gross or not. I think it depends on how you do it. But one out of four people say they pee regularly in the shower.
Mm.
And one out of eight says they do it all the time.
I put a commode in my shower. That's funny.
But you know,
you can imagine a commode in the shower.
It would get a lot of work done at one time.
But yeah.
You know, my friends asked me to stop doing that when I'm visiting.
How did they find out?
I guess I let the shower curtain open.
Okay, I can see why they asked you to.
Yeah, yeah. There's a clear shower curtain there. Yeah. That's funny.
To me, if you're neat about it, it's not a big deal.
What do you mean neat?
I mean aim right for the drain and don't splatter. And you're not hitting the walls or nothing.
You got to get the soap scum off.
I just... Okay, though. No, that's gross.
Yeah, you got that fungus on the shower curtain right there.
Yeah,
it's got that ammonia in it.
Neither of you are welcome to my house either.
Well, you know what? I actually cleaned my drain not long ago. And the disgusting hair and the soap scum buildup, which I don't know how to break that down. Maybe someone can help me. They say break baking soda and vinegar. That did not do it.
I'm pretty sure they make stuff called cleaner.
It does not get rid of Chewbacca in the pipes.
Okay, it's supposed to disintegrate the hair, but also the soap buildup in my drain is just... But it smells good. It just looks disgusting. So it's, what?
You smell it?
You can smell. I mean, because it's soap. It's buildup. It's like the shampoo and stuff over time makes a big old bar of soap in your drain.
What are you using for soap that doesn't dissolve in hot water?
I've never had that experience. I've never cleaned
never,
my drain.
Ever.
I'll take a picture of it next time. We can name that hamster, too, if you want to.
Is it hair or soap?
It's both. It's the clumps of hair... They get caught on the soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing. That definitely happens. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it's easy to get rid of those.
Honestly, I'm surprised you don't know this because you would see in your shower when you open it up. When's the last time you cleaned out your shower drain? Like you opened it up.
Pretty recently.
Looked down.
Last time John got onto me and said, stop putting your hair down the drain.
Yeah.
And he made me snake it out.
Exactly.
And I was like, what?
And the reason you know that, you know the soap is what kind of keeps the hair there.
It costs like $5 for a pack of three of those plastic snakes.
I have never cleaned out my drain. I didn't know it was my. I don't seem to be losing my hair. There's no women with long hair in my house. So I don't know where's your hair falling from.
If you can swim like in your shower because the drains it's not going down fast enough.
I don't have any issues with it.
Kato, how old's your house?
It was built in the 70s.
It's probably got good pipes in it.
Okay.
Yeah, they started building these new McMansions with little tiny PVC pipes. And then the workers are unhappy, so they drop little rocks and stuff down there in it before they leave, and so it's not even a good pipe anymore.
Wow.
So it's not my fault that the drain clogs. I knew it.
I don't know, but women certainly add a lot more hair than men do.
And it's got little ridges like your throat.
Like ruffles?
Yeah. It's got little ridges, like some kind of plastic ridges.
To think, I thought this might get too gross because I was talking about peeing in the shower, but no.
Yeah.
That's not the gross part.
What I'm saying is it's not because it's grosser down there.
Well, and I've told you, if you're a woman, don't stand up and pee because it's bad for your pelvic floor.
So you have to do a squat?
You got to squat or you got to get out and shimmy to the toilet. Don't do it standing up.
What? Just do a sumo wrestler squat.
That's a lot of thigh workout, Tom.
Honestly.
You get two in one.
And you're talking about me being gross.
I don't even get what you mean. What do you mean standing up? Explain that to me later.
Okay,
So if a woman stands when she...
We got it.
Like if a woman tried to use the urinal.
That's bad for her?
That's what Tori says.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not good. I'm glad it's okay for us to sit.
Actually, Kato.
What?
We need to talk.
I like to sit to pee.
Yeah, I know, but not if it's good for you or not.
Honestly. What do you mean? Yeah.
Have you ever sat and peed and then you got up and get in the shower and you're like, oh, I got a little left?
No, because I seem like I get more out when I'm sitting.
Really?
But sometimes I'll just sit in the shower right over the drain.
Tom, you might be pregnant.
I could be pregnant and I don't know what's wrong with Kato.
Okay.
Issues, man, issues.
I've had friends, you know, that said they've even actually done something else in the shower.
All right, we're not going to go there. Let's move on.
We're trying to outgross each other.
No, is it true? We weren't.
Most like Plato getting it down the drain.
Nasty.
I'm done.
Ew.
I'm done. That was just gross.
You brought it up.
No, I did not.
You brought up bathroom as always.
Y'all, we did it. We finally grossed Tom out.
Yay. That's a first here on the Hawk and Tom show.
All right, do you got something to tell us, Tom?
I'm done.
Okay, I got to use the restroom.
Well, I mean, is it some information? I'm glad we don't have a shower here at work.
We got a mop room.
Is there some helpful information for folks listening?
Yes, don't listen to us when we try to talk about something that's a little bit on the edge of tasteful, and then the Hawk says something like that.
You got in trouble.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, kids, listen up. You might learn something today. It is National Grammar Day. I think a lot of teachers might be happy with us. But we're going to do some English Torture Tuesday lessons with the electric shock dog collar for Kato.
It is strapped around his neck right now. And it is rather interesting to see a human being with a big box under his neck that has a warning label on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, he's going to get shocked by us in the neck, right at the jugular vein area, when he makes a simple mistake on grammar.
Yeah, how well do you know your subject, predicate, pronoun, noun, verb, your dangling participle? How well do you know that?
None. I didn't know it then, don't know it now.
And a lot of times, you know, kids will say, hey, you know what, when will we ever use this in the real world on the job? Well, you think about it,
Cato, you know, here he is years later after he's graduated, and he grammar's going to come in handy right now, so he won't get shocked.
Well, I mean, he talks for a living on the radio. Grammar should be important to his job.
Apparently, it's not for everybody in the room.
That's truth, ain't it?
Okay, so we've strapped it on to Cato's neck. He's got the little bitty, I guess, looks like Frankenstein spikes into his neck right now.
It's right there. You know, I'm not good at English. I made it like a 12 on an exam out of 100.
That wasn't my strong point either.
Yeah, but I made a B.
And you went into radio.
Yeah. And math. Math was not my strong point either.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter because radio, you don't need math.
Economics was not.
I didn't do well in gym.
Did any of you have a strong point?
Art.
I was going to say art.
I hate to break it to either of you, but I've never seen you do art.
Really?
What do you do?
We don't have to go into that right now. Honestly, it's
National. Well, so in other words, you didn't really have anything you were good at.
We'll discuss the art on National Art Day.
My mom liked her turkey hand for Thanksgiving.
And I will say this, she put it up on the refrigerator, didn't she?
She was proud.
I think for Art Day, we should have another one of these things, and we'll judge your art.
Oh, man, I can outdraw you in a heartbeat. We'll have an art competition.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all get ready for my stick figure. It's going down.
You know what? We will do that. We'll do an art show one time, and we'll post them and see if people can guess.
I'm not good at art now.
I've learned a few things.
So, I wasn't drawing, though.
Let's see how well Cato knows grammar today. Electric shock dog collar grammar test going on for National Grammar Day.
All right. Now, this was hard to come up with. Grammar tests are not easy to find that aren't either super easy or super hard.
Okay.
So I chose a super hard one. All right. First question, Cato. Mm-hmm. What is your grammar's maiden name?
I don't know.
You can't take that.
I had three grandmas.
Okay, and that does not count, Tom. That's not the grammar we're talking about. Not your grandma.
Then take that shock back.
Okay.
All right. All right.
I can't even think of the next.
Honestly, now you've got him he's shaking up here.
Good. All right, first question.
I didn't know where to say shooken or shaken right there.
Put the thing on Hawk, too.
Yeah.
We should have done Hawk. It had just been one long electrocution.
I know.
All right, Cato, select the noun out of these four words.
Oh, I know a noun.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
He, carefully, beautiful, car.
Car.
Okay, that is correct.
Yeah, I would know that one. Yeah.
All right. Select the correct sentence in simple present.
What?
That's what I said.
Select the correct sentence in simple present.
Simple present tense.
Select the sentence.
I'm going to give you four sentences.
Okay.
Oh, so present tense. Okay.
Present tense.
He washed the dishes every day.
Mm-hmm.
I washes the dishes every day. I am doing my homework. I wash the dishes every day.
I am doing my homework.
The correct answer is not.
Oh, God.
I am doing my homework. The correct answer
is present tense, right?
Yeah. I wash the dishes every day.
I wash the dishes every day, but it sounds like he's saying he does it every day. Sometime it's not present tense.
I feel like we need a teacher to call in because I really thought it was the homework one, too. I am doing my homework.
Yes.
That's present tense.
Uh-huh. The correct sentence in simple present is I wash the dishes every day. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the correct subject-verb agreement. The verb wash is used with the pronoun I, and the adverb of frequency, every day, indicates this action is done regularly.
Okay, we get it. But I will say.
Oh, I got it.
It's funny to see Cato's whole body shake when he misses it.
It's going to be easier. There's only three choices.
My hands are sweating.
And we will have video of this up a little bit later on today.
An electrocution live.
That's a good one. Hey, we'll get more hits if we say that. And now it's true. All right.
Oh, God.
Select the sentence written in present continuous.
Oh, my goodness. Those are super hard.
You know, I didn't learn this in high school.
I mean, honestly, can he do like verb, noun, pronoun?
That's pretty basic.
It is for some folks, but not for, I mean,
even got the car one.
Well, okay, but he did too, but that's one we can actually get.
All right, go ahead. No,
this only has three questions or three possible answers.
All right, throw it at me. What am I looking for?
All right, you're looking for the sentence written in present continuous.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy right now.
All right.
Present continuous.
A.
I'm rooting for you, Cato.
I was cooking yesterday morning. B. Maria is talking with Gregory. C. Maria talking with Gregory.
C.
Oh! I thought you were going to get that one for sure.
Oh. Well, I originally wanted to go A.
It was B.
God.
Maria is talking with Gregory. Okay. And this is so obvious because the sentence is written in present continuous.
Tom, honestly, you know what? Well, you sound uppity when you say that.
Well, because I'm reading
answers.
It word for word.
Oh, okay. I'm like, honestly, we got to dumb it down for everybody.
Apparently.
In the room. So why don't we take a break?
Let's do one. We'll dumb it down. Okay? Two answers, true or false.
Well, give me the question.
Okay, I'm just saying. This is 50-50. We use the simple present to speak about routines. True or false?
50-50 here, Kate.
False.
No! That is true. The simple present tense is commonly used to talk about routines or habits.
Oh, it looks painful, Kate.
I don't even listen to you anymore.
You know what's so funny? You look like a deer in a headlight. Your eyes even get bigger.
That's how you eyes like that.
Tom, can you dumb it down for all of us, okay?
Well, what's the fun in that?
We go to second round. Just because you want to be able to participate.
He got one right.
I want to drink water, but I feel like water and electricity don't go hand in hand.
All right, it's National Grammar Day.
All right, I'll try to find a dumb grammar test.
Thank you.
How about fifth grade? I might be smarter.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's National Grammar Day, and we're having some fun with Torture Tuesday and giving Cato a grammar pop quiz number two.
Hawk has asked me to dumb it down and to get a dumber quiz for you.
Here's the reason why. It was like we were watching Jeopardy with the first grammar test, and you can't get any of them right, and you got shocked about 20 times.
He got the first one right.
Okay. So
I found another grammar test, and here's what's happening, folks. Since it is National Grammar Day, when Cato gets a grammar question wrong, we have a dog shock collar placed around his neck. These are for training dogs. And there are several options. You can make it beep.
You can barely hear that one.
Okay. You can make it vibrate. You won't hear that at all.
It feels good, though. That does.
And then you can shock him. We're shocking him.
Yeah, okay.
And so
that
when
was
he
a
gets
lot.
It
you
wrong,
turned it up.
I have not touched the. It's set at 35.
I don't like that you have that.
Out of 100.
So let's say you can play this in your car or at home this morning. Every time, let's see if you get the question right and see if you would get shocked as well.
Don't strap it to the driver.
No. Right.
What you could do is just smack someone if they get it wrong. That would be the closest thing I could think of. Unless you got a 9-volt battery, and then you could just stick it up against them.
All right.
You ready for the first question? This is the dumbed-down version.
You get jumper cables out and put it on each side of their chest.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Which of the following sentences is correct? The team plays good in decisive games. Or B, the team plays well in decisive games.
B.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good job.
I knew that one, Kato.
Yeah, because I always tell about, are you good?
Yeah.
And auto corrects me to well.
There you go. I
don't
know. That's
it.
Good, though.
All
it's
right.
One.
Is this sentence correct? To see well, comma, the lights in this room need to be adjusted.
Who's see well?
Don't confuse me.
To see well, the lights in this room need to be adjusted.
So that's the two options?
No, that's the question. Is it correct?
Is it correct or not?
Or incorrect.
I didn't get. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to read a sentence to you. You're going to tell me if it's a correct sentence or not.
Okay.
To see well, comma, the lights in this room need to be adjusted.
That is correct.
Oh, Kato, I would have gotten that wrong, too, if it makes you feel any better.
It has a dangling participle.
I don't even know what that is, but I always have issues of where to put commas.
Uh-huh. You know what? It's so funny to see Tori's face. She's almost crying for you over there. I'm sitting there laughing. She's like, oh, no, I feel so sorry for
I've done this before. Y'all have shocked me before. Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah,
it does.
Okay. You have two questions. Which of the following is correct, or two sentences? A, I haven't barely started to think about my exam, or B, I have barely started to think about my exam. I haven't barely started to think about my exam.
B
is correct.
Oh.
Yay. I didn't know that one either, Kato.
I started getting nervous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Identify the following paragraph's problem. So I'm going to read a short paragraph. You tell me what the problem with it is.
Oh, no.
And I'll give you three choices.
Is this AP English? Because I didn't make it past general English.
You've gotten two of these rights. We're in the right scale for you here.
Okay. You're doing good.
Elizabeth Peabody was born in a school and thereafter felt destined to be a teacher. Her mother was a teacher and trains her daughters at her side. The academic life seemed to suit Elizabeth, who thrived on a rigorous curriculum. All right. A, does it lack a subject and verb agreement?
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't pay attention to what you're saying.
Are there inconsistent shifts in verb tenses, or is the punctuation wrong in the paragraph?
Well, I can't see punctuation. I'll go with B.
All right. You're saying B?
I don't even know.
B is the correct answer.
Oh, there you go. That's one of those on the test that you're taking. Like, oh, yes, I didn't even know that one.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah. There are inconsistent shifts in verb tenses.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up with it.
It talks about her mother was a teacher, and then it says, and trains her daughter. So it went from past tense to present tense in the same sentence.
If you just joined us, National Grammar Day, it's the Grammar Pop Quiz with Kato and an electric shock dog collar on you.
Okay. Is this sentence correct? The suspects were interviewed right after the crime was committed by the detectives. Is it correct or not?
I know that one, I think.
Incorrect.
All right. Why is it incorrect?
Sounds like it's a run-on sentence.
It just sounded wrong.
Because it was not a run-on sentence.
I had to really tell you what it was.
It had misplaced modifiers.
Oh, well, come on.
I have the humidifiers. Sound the same thing.
All right, one last one because we are torturing Kato today.
It's recess, I think.
Lunchtime. I got to go to the bathroom, teacher.
Which of the following is correct? Sentence A, neither of the players in the last game was injured. B, neither of the players in the last game were injured.
Oh, these always get
these are tough.
Those are where.
You do it.
I'll go where.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
I thought you were right, Kato. That's why I was so long.
I was like, I think I got it.
It says incorrect answer. Review here for pronoun agreement.
That's when the teacher, delays it for a second in class too, because you don't want to embarrass you. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry, Timmy, that was wrong.
It's when they give everybody else their test face up and yours is face down.
Yeah, it's just the same thing as just announcing that you got a zero.
You know what though, National Grammar Day. Learn your grammar, kids, because you will need it on the job later on in life.
Would I get another 12 on this exam, too?
Well, yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.